WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
Hip hip hooray, let's give a cheer. It's 9 a.m., the signal's clear. Our favorite host is in the chair. The Truman Show is on the air.
It's the Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County.
The Truman Show is on the air. The Truman Show is on the air.
Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's a beautiful day out there today. And one of our great guests, the two of them, they are some of the more listened to guests, evidently, because everywhere I go, they're so complimentary on John Blankenship and Avon Lane. And I want to let you know that this part of their show is brought to you by Metal Max Roofing and Siding, and that's located at 900 Captain Joe Fulton Drive, just off Middle Tennessee Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Steel is a unique material that can be recycled, conserving energy and natural resources. Steel is also an excellent cost-effective alternative to asphalt shingle roofs. Metal roofs are not only beautiful, but they are resistant to wind damage and roof rust, and some are less expensive than asphalt shingles. They offer factory direct pricing, so you can buy your roofing and siding material straight from the manufacturer without the middleman. Go by and see their friendly staff today and let them show you over 20 different colors of Metal Max roofing and siding. Give them a call today at 494-1693. That's 494-1693. Pull them up on the website, www.metalmaxllc.com. Johnny B., excellent. John Blankenship.
Very well done, Truman.
Thank you. Yes. You were saying earlier that you need to write the jingle for them, because you said that would be...
I think they got a great name, Metal Max.
Yeah.
It lends itself to a song. I'm just going to sit down and get it done one of these days, see
everything,
what they think about it.
Everything lends itself to a song to you, doesn't it?
It does. As a matter of fact, even Avent Lane does. I've written a couple about him.
Oh.
And the musical giant that we're showcasing today, which we'll get to, he was inspired by everything around him to write songs. But speaking of that, Truman, we were talking earlier at City Cafe, and I don't think you recalled this specifically, but several months ago we were in the cafe, getting ready to come on that morning, mm-hmm. and one of your relatives or friends came up and was sharing with you about another friend or relative who's very sick, and you turned around when he left and said, we all have our hills to climb.
Yep. We do.
And that one stuck in my brain. And ever since, I've been, wanting to put that to a tune. And I finally, this weekend, just sat down and did it.
Oh, so, wow.
So this is inspired by your title, before we get to our main show.
Now, if this becomes a big hit, what percentage of the royalties do I get?
Well, I'm going to have Avent negotiate that part.
Oh, I know. I want you. I don't want him. Oh, I can think of a great title for Avent.
What's that?
Wham, boom, bam, went the floor mat.
I knew it was coming. He was going to work that in.
Yeah. I can hear that double-barreled shotgun going right now. All right.
So, the title by Truman Joe.
The other day at the cafe, I just sat down, had my first sip of coffee and looked around, when a stranger came and joined me, looked me straight in my eyes and smiled, and he said it was okay for me to frown. Somehow he saw the sadness in my soul. Where he came from or how he got there,
I don't know. When I needed peace and comfort, he gave me both when I needed them most. And these words that will always with me go. He said we all have our heels to climb, and sometimes they seem like mountains far too high for us to make it over and reach the other side. Yes, we all have our heels to climb. He said he knew that I had mountains all around. And though I tried to climb, I just fell down. But when he told me secrets that could not come from man, then at last I began to understand. Yes, we all have our heels to climb, and sometimes they seem like mountains far too high for us to make it over and reach the other side. Yes, we all have our heels to climb. The master doesn't hurt or beat us down. He doesn't give us mountains that we can't climb. He'll lift us up and carry us over, and on the other side we'll stand. Sometimes he'll even send an angel to lend a hand. Because we all have our heels to climb, and sometimes they seem like mountains far too high for us to make it over and reach the other side. Yes, we all have our heels to climb. You know we all have our heels to climb.
Great job. Great job.
So you wrote a tune.
I didn't know that I was really
I didn't know you
good.
Were a songwriter, Truman.
I didn't know. I mean, that was beautiful. I mean, I could feel the emotions as you were singing that, to tell you the truth.
Well, I thought about it yesterday when I was listening to your great show, and you talked about May, Jimmy's wife.
Two of the sweetest people I've ever known.
So, May, you know, I'm sure she has her hill to climb right now.
Yeah, she does.
And so maybe if she's listening, that'll give her some solace and comfort. But that's when I decided to do it. One, I'd finished it, and two, I heard your great show yesterday and thought it'd be appropriate. So, anyway, it's a little digression from our main course today, but there you have it.
Now, one of these shows, we're going to have to do the Jimmy C. Newman thing.
Oh, wait, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to practice up.
He was so good. I had to practice like on this fellow we're doing today. Whew. Ava and I had to practice last night.
I was listening to some of his songs afterwards, and his voice range was amazing.
Boy, what was the one about if I could be a DJ?
Yeah, yeah.
For a day? Was that the title?
Yeah.
That was one. His voice was just crisp and clear and sharp and up there, and I was going, wow. That's cool. That's a song I hadn't heard.
He had a really great sound when he was young, but I think as he got older, I don't know. The voice melody was just really so great.
Well, some performers I've found can keep their voice even in their later years. Others don't, and they just don't sound. Some performers probably should stop performing, you know, before they actually do. But some, Tony
why,
Bennett.
Why are you looking at me?
Tony Bennett, for example, who they say warms up for 8 hours before a concert. Yeah. Still has this incredible voice in his 70s or 88, maybe 80.
I'd say he's in his 80s.
Yeah, he's in his
80s. I know one that should have quit earlier.
And you're looking at me, aren't you?
Yeah, I am looking at you. but bless her heart, I'd love to hear Dale Evans sing when she was younger.
But as she got older.
Yeah. Right. Bless her heart. Sometimes you it's time to hang your hat up.
It's time to do it.
The spurs and the boots and let them go.
It's awful hard to do, though.
Yeah, it is hard to do. But so many people, though, like we say, as they age, their voice, as John said, the voice mellows. It's
well,
just
one thing, and some folks have maladies that change their, like Barbara Mandrell, incredible musician, singer, but she...
Julie Andrews.
It's just not there anymore. Yeah. The chops are not there due to illnesses or whatever. But golly. And Julie Andrews, that's another great.
Can't sing it all
but
anymore.
She had an accident, wasn't it?
Right.
I think it was some surgery.
I think it was some illnesses and surgery and stuff.
Yeah. But we're going to keep our tradition we started last week and giving away CDs.
All right.
Johnny B and the Balladeer CDs, the one we recorded live.
You can't get a better CD.
We recorded live at the Reedyville Mill, and we're going to give it away. Maybe at least one today, maybe two, because there's a couple of trivia questions we can bring from this guy. The first one is his real name, Henry John Dutzendorf Jr.
Dutzendorf. Achtung.
Henry John Dutzendorf Jr. is this performer's real name. If a caller can...
Isn't he supposed to be an English singer?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
That sounds German, but I was thinking he was an English singer.
Well, Swedish,
his father,
or Switzerland or something.
Senior was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, and he's in the Air Force Hall of Fame for setting 3 speed records in a...
On the interstate?
No.
Well, I knew some pilots.
It was in a bomber. I think they called it a... B-3 Hustler, I forget.
Oh, the B-58.
B-58,
yeah,
B-58
four
Hustler.
Engine, man, that thing was bad.
He set 3 speed records in that. And when this performer wrote about him in his autobiography later, he called him a very stern man. And traveling all over as an Air Force child was very hard on this person we're featuring. He was born in New Mexico, but finished high school in Montgomery, Alabama. But only after running away, taking the family car and running away to California his senior year, and his dad borrowing a friend's jet and flying out there and bringing him home.
I love that story.
So he did finish high school. Then he went to Texas Tech and studied architecture, but dropped out in 63 to pursue music full-time. From there, he moved to L.A. and joined the Chad Mitchell Trio in 65, then had his own trio and then went solo. So CD's available if someone can just say who was Henry John Dutzendorf Jr.
I'm making a bet that somebody will know that individual.
Born December 31st, 1943, died October 12th, 1997 at the age of 53.
And big time. And I presume you're going to play some of his songs.
The most popular and beloved entertainer of his entire generation.
Wow. Oh, I know who it is now.
Now you know.
All right. The first caller, how many CDs are you going to give up?
Well, we'll give at least 2 today because I got this next question. This was going to be the second trivia question. I may have to give it to get somebody to call in. But,
No. Let's let it go and sing a song.
Well, if he sings it, they'll know exactly.
Well, the song that we're going to do first is the one that it made all the difference, because in 67 he wrote a song and recorded just a demo to give his Christmas presents, and this was in 67. It was 2 years later that a producer of a very famous folk group bought the tune. They recorded it, went to number one, and that gave him the money to embark on his own kind of solo tour of an album he'd recorded for RCA that they didn't want to put any money in promoting. We have a call? Ah.
All right. Caller, welcome aboard with John Blankenship and Avent Lane.
Hello, I just wanted to say they were talking about John Denver.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good job. Make sure you give Brian your name and address so we can send you a CD. Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a bright audience.
I'm telling you, we really do. I knew somebody would.
That's amazing.
So I guess we can give away too, because if some folks... No, I don't know.
I think I needed a little bit of a boost when you a couple of things you said. I knew exactly who it was after that, and I should have known to start with.
Well, this is the tune. Yeah. If somebody can guess it real quick, I'll give a clue. It was Peter, Paul, and Mary. The producer of Peter, Paul, and Mary bought this tune that he had written and recorded just a demo on and gave away his presents 2 years earlier, and it went to number one. I still think it may be their biggest hit of all
their
entire career.
Did it have a vehicle in it?
It does have a vehicle in it.
Yeah.
Oh. That was Betsy. Hey, Betsy.
I thought
our good friend Betsy Redmond called me.
Oh.
She's a dear.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
That's Gary's wife.
She's got a beautiful voice, too. Can she sing?
I know Gary bought her a guitar.
Really?
Yeah, he bought her a really nice Alvarez Yari, and then he keeps it all the time and plays it. And
yeah, he won't.
I'm surprised she puts up and lets him play her guitar.
Oh, can he play a guitar?
Oh, man. Can he? Whoo, guy can. He can bring it.
He can shoe a horse, play a guitar. What more you want?
There we go.
A real farrier.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the song that John Denver wrote but didn't have the first hit on, but it sure got him going. All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. In every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Oh, tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. I hate to go.
Beautiful song.
Yeah, absolutely. We want it has some more verses which are equally beautiful, but
I don't think Bob Hope especially liked that song.
You don't?
No. He didn't especially like them.
Yeah, but
they were caught up in that '60s culture.
They were very much so. But
but they really could.
But
sing
as far as artists, as far as speaking of the '60s culture, I really encourage you to find Peter, Paul, and Mary on YouTube singing The Cruel War. Mm-hmm. Wow. Just musicianship and harmonies are incredible. I know it's one of those protest songs, but in a way, but it's a beautiful, beautiful song, and they just do it incredibly. They're in the Round. I don't know where this concert was, but I found it, and they're in the Round and doing this song, and they just do it incredibly, which they did this song incredibly as well. Mary Travers with the lead on it, of course,
yeah,
vocally.
She did have a beautiful voice.
Yeah, I apologize for not doing the harmony, but I subscribe to the notion as when in, a musician, when in doubt, lay out.
When did you
he's
first,
taught me that
when
so
did you,
well.
When did you start doing that, Ava?
Yeah, that's true.
But I really am very pleasantly surprised at Avent's talent. I really am.
It's incredible.
Not only can he play the cello, but he has such a beautiful voice.
It is a bass.
When he does the background.
It does great harmonies.
Yeah,
that's great.
He's got a great.
You've got to have an ear for harmony. Let me tell you, folks, you've got to have an ear. You can be a great lead singer and still not have an ear for harmony. And I can do some harmonies, but I have to work at it. My brother, God bless his soul,
was the
most natural harmony singer that I've ever known in my life. But he had that ear that, when Avent's got that, he can hear it. And Sarah Frizzell, who plays with us, of course.
Yeah.
In our group, Sarah's got that natural harmony ear as well.
You
can hear hear the harmony notes.
You're almost like the male Doris Day, though. You're just so. I'm being serious.
I do have blue eyes. I do have blue eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You don't have the blonde hair, though. But anyway, it's so natural the way you sing.
Oh well,
yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Doris Day.
I love doing it. So natural.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a lot of Turner Classics featuring Rock Hudson this past week or this month and this weekend I saw several Doris Day and Rock Hudson. They did three or four of them. And of course, she always sang the title song.
Of course.
And it was just like that. It was just so natural the way she would sing those title tunes to these movies. And it was great. But anyway, he had credibility with that tune and his personal travels around, going to radio stations, traveling all over, promoting his initial album. He was able to record a second album, which featured this song, which went all the way to number two and became one of his most well-known songs. And at this point, John Denver was really, really on his way. Come on, let's drum, Mr. David. Let's see if I can think of a tempo here.
I know which one this is.
Almost heaven. West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains. Shenandoah River. Life is old there. It's older than the trees. Younger than the mountains. Blowing like a breeze. Country road. Take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country road. All my memories gather round her. Miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Misty taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. Oh, West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country road. I hear her voice in the morning hour, she calls me. Radio reminds me of my home far away. And driving down the road, I get the feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday. Oh, country road, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country road. Take me home, country road.
Whoops. Love that song.
Sorry for a couple of hiccups there.
That's
one vocal.
Love that song. You did great.
It's early in the morning.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about John Denver's stuff. You know, a lot of people think it's real simple. but it's kind of like old country.
For his voice,
well,
it is.
The changes and stuff, it kind of reminds me of old-timey country music. It does some tricky little changes and things.
But he wrote his song for himself. When you think about it, he was just so easy when he would be singing like that. It's almost like he's getting ready, almost like Perry Como. He's about ready to fall asleep right in the middle of the song. It's unbelievable. But I'd love for you to dedicate that song to Bill Asbury. Bill is having a hard time.
I'm glad to.
And he's going over some of his hills right now. But there aren't any small hills in West Virginia, and that's where he's from.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what a great guy.
Well, you mentioned something about John Denver. Of course, we're doing these in keys. I can sing it, but he had an incredible range. His range was absolutely incredible. And so not just his songwriting, but vocally, he could – I don't know exactly what his range was, but it was absolutely amazing.
I loved his television show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He had great guests, but he would always – have some of his better songs when he'd be singing, and I loved it.
When ABC did that special, I guess it was in the 70s, An Evening with John Denver, it was the highest rated show of that type they'd ever had at that time.
And done live, of course.
Yeah.
How many really great artists have we lost by air? I mean, you think about it, the safest way to travel, and look how many that have gone way too early.
Oh, and his is so tragic when you hear what happened. I mean, of course, he was a very accomplished pilot, could instrument rated, multi-engine rated, could fly a lot. Now, John did have some challenges. He and his wife, Annie, who we know the famous song, Annie's Song, we'll talk about, but they divorced in 82, but then we all know some stories about him having some DUIs and other issues, but... he was a very accomplished pilot, and even though he had some probation time with the FAA, he, I think, worked through all that. And he bought this experimental aircraft. I have it here somewhere, but I can't find it right now, the actual name of it. But the designer of this plane had two fuel tanks, and had a fuel gauge, and had a switch to switch these tanks. Mm-hmm. The designer designed it to be down between the pilot's legs, but the builder of this aircraft placed the fuel gauge and the switch between the tanks behind the pilot's left shoulder.
Mm. That's not a very good place, I don't think.
No. And John Denver was doing touch and goes in Monterey, California. And results of the accident investigation were that he had turned 90 degrees to switch the tanks and somehow caused the plane to yaw and crash straight down into the bay. And just a terrible, terrible tragedy, all because of not a design flaw, I think being the engineer type, the
guy didn't follow the instructions.
I remember when the accident happened, because of being a musician, there's all kinds of things that were said about could have happened and things like that.
Well, the same thing with Ricky Nelson. So many things were said, and it was, it wasn't true. It was just an accident.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if I... Uh-oh. We're going to take something.
Our boss, Brian, just walked in, and we're going to take a break.
What was that signal? What did that mean? Is that radio? Is that a special radio sign?
Twist his head off.
He was cleaning his fingernails.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with John Blankenship and Avent Lane.
MTSU Arts, presented by Ascend Federal Credit Union, is your ticket to hundreds of visual and performing arts events held on the MTSU campus each year. Become a member of the MTSU Arts Patron Society for the 2013 to 2014 season and enjoy member-only benefits, including special events, exhibits, and performances. Visit mtsuarts.com to join today.
Get out of the house. Turn off the computers, the cell phones, and video games. It's time to create some family memories with your mom, dad, your children, or your spouse. Or maybe just spend some quality time with your friends. I'm Randy Boland, Murfreesboro Outdoors, on Northwest Broad Street between Highway 840 and Thompson Lane. Me and my staff treat people the way we would like to be treated when shopping for fishing, hunting, or shooting supplies. Murfreesboro Outdoors, open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Northwest Broad Street. I'm Randy Boland. Now, turn off the computers and go hunting or fishing.
WGNS has given away $10,000 in a 175-yard hole-in-one contest. Join us Saturday, June 28th at Old Fort Golf Club for the Bloomfield Links and Making the Turn Benefit Golf Tournament. Bloomfield Links and Making the Turn are building golfers and productive citizens for the future. To register for the hole-in-one to win the $10,000, call Old Fort Golf Club at 896-2448. That's 896-2448. You could be the lucky winner of $10,000.
Slick Pig Barbecue. Down on East Main, there's pork, beef, chicken, and wings. Sauce too good to be true.
Now at Slick Pig Barbecue, try the Catfish Special. Wednesday night between 4 and 8 o'clock. $9.99 plus tax for all-you-can-eat catfish. The meal includes hush puppies, white beans, and homemade coleslaw.
Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
Things you need to know about the 4th of July. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. In observance of Independence Day, all City of Murfreesboro offices, recreational facilities, and St. Clair Street Senior Center will be closed Friday. St. Clair will also be closed Saturday, July 5th, and Rover, the city's public transportation service, is not running for the holiday period. There will also be no garbage pickup on Friday, July 4th. Thursday's garbage pickup will be on Wednesday, and Friday's garbage pickup will be Thursday, July 3rd. And there will be plenty of places to go on the 4th. Sportscom's Burrow Beach Outdoor Pool will host Rock the Pool from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Celebration Under the Stars will be held at McKnight Park beginning at 5 p.m. with fireworks starting at 9 p.m. Old Fort, Bloomfield Links, and VA Golf Courses will all be open on the 4th. Stephen Patrick Johnson scheduled to file a plea in Rutherford County Courtroom on Wednesday. He's facing 4 charges for aggravated assault, 2 charges for aggravated kidnapping, 1 count of attempted rape, 1 count of sexual battery, and 2 charges of domestic assault. Johnson, who was arrested in March, has yet to make bond. When transported from the local jail to court, he'll meet with a public defender previously chosen to represent him on Wednesday. Burglary and theft charges filed against a 16-year-old boy accused of breaking into multiple cars early Monday on Ridgewood Drive and Buzzard Branch Drive near Christiana. The Christiana youth was also charged with resisting a stop. Sheriff's deputies spotted the suspect on Epps Mill Road and took the suspect to the juvenile detention center where he was booked. This is WGNS News.
Brought to you by Kester Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro.
Have you thought about trying acupuncture? I'd love to answer your questions in a free consultation. Just call 895-1253 to schedule an appointment.
Brought to you by Subway. Wake up to a freshly made, better-for-you, fresh-fit breakfast sandwich at Subway, each amazingly under 200 calories. Like the egg, white, and cheese. Start today right. Subway. Eat fresh.
When you and your family members need assistance for a day, a week, or indefinitely, At Home Care is ready to sit down with you and help you devise a practical plan to meet your family's needs.
My name is Denise. I'm a scheduling care coordinator here at Home Care. I always want to make sure that both the client and the caregiver are in comfortable situations and that they enjoy each other's company and not think of it as a service.
Everybody needs a little help now and then, and At Home Care is here to help.
My name is Maria Ramirez, and I'm a healthcare coordinator for At Home Care, and what we do is personal care and support services for elderly and disabled. We also have young people that we work with, quad and paraplegics. On a daily basis, we schedule for these people that have needs, whether it's transportation, errands, housekeeping, personal needs. These are some of the things that we do.
Find out more at homecaretn.com or by calling 713-4639.
Weather Eye.
A few scattered showers and storms here this afternoon with cloudy skies, a high in the mid-80s, and we'll have winds out of the north between 5 and 15 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 79.
Premier Six Theater on Broad and Jackson Heights, showing all of your favorite movies. Call their hotline, 896-4100, or go seeamovie.com. Popcorn pop fresh daily. Their movie hotline, 896-4100, or go seeamovie.com. Premier Six on Broad and Jackson Heights.
WGNS, Murfreesboro. The Truman Show on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
And welcome back with Johnny B. and Avent Lane. And, of course, highlighting John Denver and one of the greatest musicians and entertainers, I guess, that we've ever had.
And, absolutely. And we have so another winner.
Yeah.
Rick Roberts called in and guessed that tune right before we started of Leaving on a Jet.
Congratulations,
plane.
Rick.
So
all
Rick
right.
Roberts is going to get one of our CDs. By the way, the original title of that song was Babe, I Hate to Go.
Yeah.
But it was changed to Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Well, I think that was a little bit more accurate for the song.
Yeah.
It's one of those songs that from now on, for the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'll be singing it going home.
Yep.
You can't get it out of your head.
Well, I tell you, the hardest thing about putting this together was, you know, selecting what songs to do because you have to, by definition, you've got to leave out so many good songs. John Denver recorded over 300 tunes and wrote over 200 of them in his career. And so that was kind of my struggle, is to pick some tunes that I thought would tell his story chronologically and otherwise, and even though it's going to, by definition, leave some out.
Well, now, you were mentioning something about John Denver earlier, and it's gone right out of my head since Mr. Brian came in here, as I was fixing to relate it to you.
He did another one of those secret radio signs, Avent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My son Matt knows those signs, too.
Oh, I know what it was. He was telling me that June the 28th, it's the Blackman Barbecue. Now, I presume, is that this Friday?
Saturday.
Is it Saturday?
Saturday, because we're playing down at the Pickers Creek Winery in Lewisburg. So I know the date.
Well, this is saying 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday,
it's
got to
be a Friday. Blackman Barbecue's always been Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I've got the date wrong.
No, surely not.
So
everybody, you need to be aware because that is one of the biggest events that we have in Rutherford County every year.
Avent's checking. What is it, Avent?
And I'm sure that, speaking of John,
it's got to be
John
the 27th.
John
it's always
Dale
the last Friday. It's the Friday before 4th of July.
Yeah, so that's the 27th.
That's the 27th.
28th Saturday because I know we're playing down at the You know, I told you about my good friend Philip George last time we were on.
Yes, you did.
Lawyer in Smyrna. He and his wife own Pickers Creek Winery in Lewisburg, and we're playing Saturday, the 28th.
Oh, that's
going
to be neat.
6 to 9 down there in Lewisburg.
This coming Saturday, the 28th.
Right.
Okay.
And we're just thrilled.
I'd love to go down there. That'd be fun. I love Philip. He's a really great guy, even though he is an attorney. Do you guys kind of... You just stick together. Is that what it is?
No, not really. Philip's just one of those rare bird attorneys. He's really a good guy.
Yeah, he is a rare bird.
Attorneys know all the best attorney jokes.
In spite
of
being a lawyer, he's a really good guy, a really good friend. I've always enjoyed Philip.
I used to love to watch him, ride behind ambulances wherever he was going. I never could figure out what that was about.
I know. And how he could throw cards out of both sides of the window at the same time and still drive the car.
Amazing.
I don't know how he did that. This guy's multi-talented, I'm telling you.
Oh, we're dying.
So let's go to 1972 then.
Yes, great year.
When John Denver had Rocky Mountain High. And the same year, he was in a movie with George Burns. I bet you remember it.
Oh God! Yes.
Same year.
That's a cute movie.
We'll do a little of this. This is another tough one. He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found a key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away, on the road and hanging by a song.
But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. But the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it raining fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, Rocky Mountain High.
Great song. I tell you what, I just realized when I put the headphones on, it's like listening on the radio. And it just changes everything.
Well, ain't we on the radio?
Well,
has this all been a ruse?
Is that R-U-S-E?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you got a commercial to do?
Yes, I do want to mention the fact that since we're all singing and you guys are all singing, we've got all the music. Did you know that 7 out of 10 Americans suffer a hearing loss after the age of 50?
Huh?
It's the same response every time, John. I keep waiting for him to ad-lib a little bit.
I did. I just, well, okay.
But there is a way to restore your hearing.
What'd you say? Cliche.
And you need to give Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat a call today.
Another cliche.
Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat has been Rutherford County's trusted provider of taking care of all the coughing, sneezing, stuffed-up feelings for almost 2 decades. Their team of caring physicians, audiologists, nurses, and administrators are standing ready for you and your family so you can improve your style of healthy living. They also have a mobile hearing unit that will actually come to your home, diagnose, and fit you with a hearing device right in the comfort of your living room. Call Middle Tennessee Ear, Nose, and Throat today at 848-9265. That's 848-9265.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at Exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
Summertime means it's Vacation Bible School time. Each year, Holly Grove Baptist Church sets aside several days for Vacation Bible School, a week of friends, fun, and learning about God.
My name is Bobby Sue, and my friends and I at Holly Grove Baptist Church would like to invite you to Vacation Bible School. It will be held July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. This year, we will have fun at the carnival. Finding the Lord into the Big Top is going to be a blast. We will have lots of games, make crafts, sing, and more, all while learning about the Lord Jesus Christ. Parents, if you have children ages 3 years to 12 years old, we invite you to Vacation Bible School at Holly Grove Baptist Church. Our church is located in the Walter Hill, Las Casas community. We would love to see you there.
We will have a light dinner at 5:30 each night, with activities beginning at 6 p.m. For more information about VBS, contact Pastor Frank LaPetri at 809-4738 or visit hollygrovebaptist.com. The church is easy to find. Turn off Highway 231, just past Walter Hill School on the Holly Grove Road. Holly Grove is about 3 miles on the left. See you at Holly Grove VBS July 1st through 3rd.
Southern Community Bank. We're unlike all the rest. Our team is friendly. Our approach is refreshing. Our support to the community is unwavering. And our service is clearly unique.
I'm Sandra Mason. Stop by and see us at Southern Community Bank, where we still offer free checking with no minimum balance, no monthly maintenance fee, and free ATM withdrawals at any ATM.
Southern Community Bank, 1950 Old Ford Parkway, next to the DoubleTree Hotel. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Truman Show on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
And welcome back with John Blankenship and Avett Lane. And I do want to let you know that our Premier 6, which is, of course, I've mentioned many times, this is our old Prince's Theater, Transformers, The Age of Extinction will be showing at Premier Six Theater this Thursday, June the 26th at 9 p.m. That's Thursday, June the 26th at 9, and that'll be a day earlier than normal. So see the premiere of it.
Will you be there, Truman?
I will be there. I'm usually there at most of the movies.
Wait a minute. Even can you see Truman watching at the Transformers?
You ever seen Transformers?
Man. No, I've never seen any
of
them.
Oh, they're great.
They are.
Really?
Yeah.
And I want to mention that I was in the era of the Friday's June the 27th. That's when the Blackman Barbecue.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Friday, June 27th.
Glad we got that straight.
Yeah. Yeah. We appreciate that. Being a Blackman resident. And
yes, my family and all that. I just want to see Bobby Francis pulling kids behind his little tractor like he used to do for years and years and years.
Do you miss the old venue?
Oh,
I do.
Yeah, it's just not the same.
The old Blackman Club over there, it was really special.
It got just way out of hand, you know.
Yeah.
And I understand why it moved, but it still just kind of breaks my heart that it's not the same, you know.
But I
understand it's going to be at the AgriPark, Lane AgriPark.
You know where they need to really have it? They need to have it at John L. Beatty's and Melissa's.
Oh, I know that.
That would be perfect place for us.
That would be awesome.
Oh, my gosh. The farm's been there 200 years plus. It's unbelievable. And what a major part of our community.
John's going to kill
you. John really deals with. So if you're listening, John and Melissa, I think that would be perfect to have it at your place.
It would be a good place.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
Well,
Johnny B.?
Well, you know, in 74 and 75, John Denver had four straight number ones.
Wow.
Now.
That's very rare.
Let's see you guess those.
Okay.
Think of his songs. Four straight, four in a row, number one.
Are you going to give a CD on this?
I guess I have to.
I just thought about the CD.
Well,
I think they need to get, what, two out of three?
I'd say three out of four.
I just thought of something. You know, Betsy has the CD.
I know. Well, she'll have to.
I mean, she just wants another one. She's a glutton for punishment. Is that what's going on?
I guess. And
but Gary played on that CD. He was the
guitarist. Gary's on there. Gary's on there a lot.
Featured. Oh, my.
Betsy's husband, Gary.
She can she can give it to someone that she wants to get back at, except for Gary's licks. Everything on there is good. I mean, everything on there, Gary's licks are good. Gary's licks are really good.
Now, this is four in a row, right?
The rest of it may be
questionable.
Four number ones.
But they can slide by with three, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty hard to do, four in a row.
Well, we may go with two. We'll go with two, like Truman suggested. If they can just guess two of the four number ones in 1974 and 75.
He had so many hits, it's hard to put it in the right perspective.
We haven't played any of these.
No, we've not played them.
So it's not the ones that have already gone on.
No, these are...
Well, give them one.
Okay. Then they can just guess the
and
other
they,
two.
Yeah, that would be that's more that's well.
Okay.
That'll get them more in the time period.
Let me give them a little more time too, because we may not get back to this. You may remember this controversy, Truman. In 1975, it was hard to pigeonhole John Denver, folk singer, country, Americana, what? But so I think he kind of had a love hate relationship with the hardline traditional country music folks a lot. But
coming from them.
In 75, he won the CMA Entertainer of the Year Award.
Hmm.
And Charlie Ridge was the presenter. And he took out his lighter and set fire to the envelope when he read John Denver. This happened on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it distinctly.
I think it was show business is what was going on there.
Because some folks didn't view him as country music, but I mean, he was as country and American as anybody could be.
What was his attitude toward John Denver?
That his music wasn't traditional, true country music, I think. I don't know for sure. It was hard. That was a very odd scene.
Some of it would fit in very well with country music.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, he wasn't one of those Grand Ole Opry performers, and he wasn't Nashville and whatever. I don't know. I'm speculating. But that happened in 75.
Charlie was on a Rocky Mountain High at the time.
That sounds like the race driver that won over in at the Nashville Speedway and got a guitar for his win.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then smashed the guitar.
A $30,000 guitar.
That really turned me off.
That did me too.
That's Kyle Busch.
Yeah.
Kyle Busch.
Yeah, it's Kyle Busch. And from that time on, I didn't root for him or anything.
Yeah.
Kitty.
Yeah.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. If I had a day that I could give you, I'd give to you a day just like today. If I had a song that I could sing for you, I'd sing a song to make you feel this way. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. Sunshine almost always makes me high. Sunshine almost always.
Beautiful.
That was one of them.
That one was made strictly for your voice, John.
Oh,
thank
you. Great. I'll tell you. Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful song. And, you know, that was one, I think, of his most beloved songs. If you ever see replays of his concerts, people are just kind of with their eyes closed, swaying in the audience.
That's what
and
I was
singing,
doing.
They're singing the words. They all know it by heart. And it's very simple, but of course we know that out of doors is what inspired him, and nature and sunshine on my shoulders is that. So that was one of the four. In 74, 75, we still don't have a. I guess nobody wants to get that third CD.
That's a real tough question, though.
Everybody's on their Wikipedia.
Think of all the great songs. That's right. Think of all the great songs that he wrote. Man.
All right, well, this one will be so easy. We'll make it really easy. If they can just guess one more. And it's probably the most sung contemporary wedding song in the history of music was one of the other four number ones in 74 and 75. This song has been sung at more weddings than I can count. As a matter of fact, Ava and I and Elaine just did a wedding last weekend where we did this too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Slide that over a little bit, John.
Yeah. You fill up my senses like a night in the forest, like a mountain in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you.
Let me drown in your laughter. Let me die in your arms. Come and lay down beside you. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me again.
Oh, yeah.
Annie's song about his wife, Annie Martell.
Mm-hmm.
They married in 67. Very short courtship. She actually was a psychotherapist, I believe. And so he wrote this song on a ski lift in 1974. He wrote it in 10 minutes, composed it on the ski lift to her. They were together. And it's all about Annie, his wife. Of course, unfortunately, in 82, they divorced.
Yeah, what have you written for me lately?
And, you know, it's a sad thing because I don't think we'll have time to get to it, but I encourage folks to Google and find Seasons of the Heart, which he wrote in 82, because to me it's the sequel to Annie. Hmm. It has a line that goes...
Oh, man, yeah, what a line.
Maybe we can do just part of it, Ava.
Yeah.
It's an F. Because I think we're going to run out. Thank God I'm a Country Boy was the other of the four.
Don't worry about
hits.
The time I think Brian's gone to sleep.
And then a song called I'm Sorry was the fourth of the number one.
Yeah.
74, 75. This is just the chorus, but think about this in their divorce that year. Love is why I came here in the first place. Love is now the reason I must go. Love is all I ever hoped to find here. Love is still the only dream I know. True love is still the only dream I know. It's called Seasons of the Heart.
He was an extremely sensitive artist, wasn't he?
Oh, incredible. Incredible.
I think people like him they make the music that will live forever. It's just
I guess we'll go out with the one that I have to do a music audition for a play and I have to sing a song. This is one I always do every single time.
I thought you'd always do Camelot.
I do this tune. It's one of my favorite John Denver tunes. It's one he didn't write, but I love the tune. When you ask how I've been here without you, I'd like to say I've been fine and adieu. But we both know the truth is hard to come by. And if I told the truth, that's not quite true. 'Cause some days are diamonds and some days are stone. And sometimes the hard times won't leave me alone. Sometimes a cold wind blows a chill in my bone. Some days are diamond, some days are stone. Now this face that I see here in the mirror, more and more is a stranger to me. And more I can see there's a danger of becoming what I never thought I'd be. 'Cause some days are diamonds and some days are stone. And sometimes the hard times won't leave me alone. Sometimes a cold wind blows a chill in my bone. Some days are diamond, some days are stone. Yes, yeah, some days are diamond,
some days are stone.
Great job, guys. I had never heard that song before.
Great song by John Denver. And the guy who wrote it released it. It went nowhere. John Denver recorded it, and it became a top 10 hit.
How did I miss that one?
1981.
Some Days Are Diamonds. I was a big fan of John Denver.
1981. That's just one of my favorite tunes. It says so much. You hear people say, I have good days, I have bad days, and some days are diamonds, some days are stone.
That's four good ones in a row, guys.
There we go.
I'm sure you're going to be working on another one in
we
four
are.
2 weeks.
We are. We're going to have another special guest and give away some CDs. Gave away two today. We'll try to get away three next week, see if that works. I'll ask a trivia question about Avent. Something that, okay. You know, we'll come up with something about him.
Here we go.
I can't wait for you to do James Brown. That's the one I'm waiting on.
Well, that's Lord,
there's no way he's going to be able to sit on this chair. He's going to be all over the place.
Yeah.
Can you do the split?
The split?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do it, but it would be fatal.
Can't wait.
I'd be no more.
Can't wait.
Truman, as always, thanks so much for having us.
Always a pleasure. We'll see you guys in the morning at 9 o'clock.